Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
On this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 34 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
We always love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the original AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Download it when you can. Take us on the go. You'll be in the know.
And how about those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live? Good morning.
We've got a really interesting conversation straight ahead here on Palmetto Mornings. Speaking with a professor from Winthrop University working on a grant to study climate change in Peru. So please welcome for the first time Dr. Lauren Kohut. She's an archaeologist and assistant professor of environmental studies at Winthrop University. And good morning to you, Lauren.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is
fascinating. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. We've learned so much off air. Now we have to just bring our listeners and viewers up to speed.
So you're an archaeologist by trade.
Yes.
You've been at Winthrop as a professor for about a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And you're working on this grant to study climate change in Peru. And
yes.
What can we expect from this? What does this look like?
So the grant is so I'm an archaeologist by training, so I am interested in understanding how humans relate to the environment, but in the historical past, right, in the archaeological past. So we understand these things. We study them by looking at the trash and the kind of refuse that people left behind. So this current grant is interested in understanding how farmers adapted to climate change during this time period, from around 500 to 1,000 years ago. So a lot of people who are familiar with the Andes at all, or maybe know a little bit about the prehistory of Peru, might be familiar with the Inca. They were the big empire that the Spanish encountered when they kind of came to South America. So this is right before the Inca. It's a time period known as the Late Intermediate Period. Not a very compelling name for a period, but that's
very important.
And it's a time period in which we have a lot of evidence for climate change, in particular drought and cooler temperatures, and also a lot of evidence for warfare. So people during this time period, they move away from kind of lower lying open settlements and they settle on hilltops, mountain peaks, behind defensive walls. So it's a really challenging time period for folks in the region. And so you have kind of this, you have evidence for warfare that's changing how people are settling on the landscape, interacting with one another. And then on top of that, you have drought, cooler temperatures that would have made this a particularly challenging time for farmers.
So how long will you be studying? Will you go to Peru to actually study this? Do you go alone? Do you go with some students? How long are you there for? And do you put together a paper or a study? And walk us through that portion of it, if
sure.
you can.
Yeah. So the grant is for 3 years of field work. So we typically do our field work in the summers. Summers here are actually winters in South America.
Wow.
It works out well for us because in this part of the Andes, you have a rainy season and a dry season. And so this corresponds with the dry season in the Andes. So it makes for easier work. So we'll do 3 summers of field work. This summer, we're going to be doing survey, and we're also going to be analyzing some materials that have been previously excavated from work that was done earlier in the region. The following summer, we'll do excavations at a hilltop fortification, so one of these defensive sites on a hilltop. And what we're looking for are people's trash and evidence of what they were eating. We'll also use that time to get samples of bones from both camelids. So those are llamas and alpacas. That was kind of the livestock in the area. Samples of their bones, their teeth, their hair for chemical analysis to understand their diets. We'll get plant remains to understand human diets and also samples of human remains to do chemical analysis as well to understand their diets, what they were eating.
So with all this information, then what do you do with it? How do we learn from this in today's modern time?
Sure.
Well, and I'm curious, are you going in there with the expectation, almost like you're writing a thesis, you're trying to prove something that you're going to expect to find, or you're more open-minded going in unbiased?
So we definitely have hypotheses, right? We have some ideas as to what we might find. And so we have ideas about the kinds of adaptations people might have had to climate change. But we also, there's tons of stuff that we don't know. And so, you know, ultimately it's about, to your question about kind of how do we bring this together, it's about bringing together bits of information from different types of data and trying to kind of triangulate those to understand this more holistic picture of what was going on. Because any one bit of evidence isn't going to answer this question, right? We can't find plant remains and say, oh, now we know what they did, right? That's only one yeah. small part of it. So it's about bringing all of that together. And to do that, I kind of have a specialization in geospatial analysis, but this is a collaborative grant, so I've got a colleague that specializes in plant remains from archaeological context, a collaborator who works on human remains from archaeological context. We've got a ceramicist who studies ceramics. We've got zooarchaeologists who studies animal remains from archaeological context. So it's really about bringing together people with a lot of different expertise who can speak to these questions.
I find this to be fascinating. We're speaking with Dr. Lauren Kohut. She is an assistant professor of environmental studies at Winthrop University. She's also an archaeologist. She's working on a grant over the next 3 summers,
yes.
correct, starting this summer, mm-hmm. on studying climate change in Peru. And you're really focusing on what the farming life was like, right?
Yes.
And what was the time period again that you're
about
focusing on?
About 500 to 1,000 years ago.
Okay. So we fast forward now to the year 2024 to Rock Hill, South Carolina. As farmers, we all can relate, whether we have one of our big farms, right, or part of our community here where mm-hmm. people still live off the land, or whether you have a small garden behind your house or a community garden. How are those all comparable? How can you help help educate all of us that have got smaller gardens? How can we relate to those in Peru and what they went through
yeah.
and apply what they went through to help us in today in 2024.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who gardens or even people of larger farming operations probably feel this more strongly. But, you know, I think it was last year the USDA put out those new growing zones, right, that show like how the climate has already impacted, you know, when the frost hit, kind of how heavy. I can't remember exactly how the USDA does this, but, you
yeah,
know, those
yes.
growing zones that tell you what you can and cannot plant, right? So, like, we've seen that in our own gardens. Farmers see that in their fields. They see the impacts of changing climates. And then you make decisions about how do I change what I do to respond to these changing environmental conditions, right? Do I change when I plant? Do I change what crops I plant? Does it change how I time my harvest? Does it change how I deal with irrigation, right? How I bring water to my fields. And these are the same kinds of decisions that farmers during this time period were having to make. What crops can we grow? How do we get water to our fields when there's a drought, right? And we can't rely on rainfall. How do we need to change when we harvest? How do we change kind of where we can plant our crops? This is a mountainous environment, right? Do we kind of plant things higher or plant things lower? And so these are all, you know, I think we can relate to the kinds of decisions that farmers were having to make in the past. And ultimately, our goal with this is to leverage what we learn about how farmers adapted in the past to help serve the farming communities in that region today. And how can we kind of help them in their own efforts to adapt to contemporary climate change that they're already experiencing?
Well, they say try to find a way to make a better mousetrap, right?
Yeah.
Just find a way, especially for those folks. So if you can say, hey, your ancestors did it this way. Have you thought about doing it this way? It worked for them.
You learn from history.
Or it didn't work for them. Yeah, that's exactly mm-hmm. it. You have to study history so you can either – you don't repeat it. And there are some good things. There are some good things from history that you do want to continue and
yeah.
move forward.
And
with.
We also have the benefit of the farmers there, they have deep, intimate knowledge of the land and of farming practices. So we also are equally learning from them to understand what might have been going on in the past.
Well
Lauren, we
good
are
luck. Yeah.
definitely come the end of this summer's tour. There's 3 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to keep coming back to let us know what you found, because it sounds like each time you're going back, you'll be doing the digs next round.
Surveying this summer.
Yep.
Digging
summer.
The next summer.
Mm-hmm. And then a lot of lab work. Nobody fully captures how much lab work we have to do.
Behind the scenes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Yeah, please come back after each round to let us know what you've learned and share with our listeners. This is fascinating.
It really
the
is.
Fact that one of our very own from Withum University is going to be boots on the ground there studying climate change in Peru through this grant. It's really interesting. So yeah. Good luck.
Great. Well, thank
Perfect.
You.
Dr. Lauren Kohut, again, is an assistant professor of environmental studies at Winthrop University.